The first time I tasted somebody else's spit, I had a coughing fit. I mistakenly called them by your name.
This is Shannon. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm doing fine, trying to derail my one-track mind, regaining my self-worth in record time. But I can't help but think of your other in the bed that was mine. Am I masochist, resisting urges to punch you in the teeth, call you a bitch and leave? Why did I come here to sit and watch you stare at your feet? What was the plan? Absolve your guilt and shake hands. I feel no need to forgive, but I might as well. But let me kiss your lips, so I know how it felt. Pay for my coffee and leave before the sun goes down. Walk 4 hours in the dark, feeling all hell.
Again. With the ghost downstairs, turn off the lights and plug my ears. Spend a couple hours a day waiting by the phone, hoping there's nothing to say. But got the feeling that my wake-up call is on its way. as my youth begins to expire. I'll slowly put a little less wood on the fire, but maybe it'll turn like a roll of old film, a bottle of wine waiting to spill. Viciously lonely, tossed around, most these days stuck in town. So come on and show me, lay it down, abandon the deep end and try to get light.
Thank you. was my best friend. Into the car, from the backseat. Oh, admiration in falling asleep. All of my powers, day after day. I can tell you, we swaggered and swayed. Deep in the tower, the prairies below. I can tell you, the telling gets old. Terrible states, and terrible storm. I can tell you, the day we were born. My friend is gone, he ran away. I can tell you, I love him each day. Though we have sparred, wrestled and raged. I can tell you, I love him each day. Terrible stains, terrible stains. I can tell you.
Two. goldenrod and the 4-H stone, the things I brought you when I found out you had cancer off the bone. Your father cried on the telephone, and he drove his car into the Navy Yard just to prove that he was sorry. In the morning, through the window shade, when the light pressed up against your shoulder blade, I could see what you were reading. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications you could do without, when I kissed you on the mouth. Tuesday night at the Bible study, we lift our hands and pray over your body, but nothing ever happens. I remember at Michael's house in the living room when you kissed my neck and I almost touched your blouse. Stairs, when your father found out what we did that night, and you told me you were scared. All the glory when you ran outside with your shirt tucked in and your shoes untied, and you told me not to follow you. Sunday night, when I clean the house, I find the card where you wrote it out with the pictures of your mother. On the floor at the Great Divide, with my shirt tucked in and my shoes untied, I am crying in the bathroom. In the morning, when you finally go, and the nurse runs in with her head hung low, and the cardinal hits the window. In the morning, in the winter shade, on the 1st of March, on the holiday, I thought I saw you breathing. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications when I see his face in the morning in the window. All the glory when he took our place, but he took my shoulders and he shook my face, and he takes and he takes and he takes. Thank you.
This isn't what you want.
Am I on? Welcome back to 91.5 WMFO Medford. What's your show called? We're back on Chaos, Organized Guys. And I don't know. What do you usually say on air? You don't say anything. Okay, well, for any of you listeners out there, the theme today is sad, in case you hadn't already grasped that. And you know what else is sad? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothing with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iCanFixIt.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save both time and money. Search the internet for instructions. And remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, guys, back to music.
It's only how you feel. You openly admit you're far away from healing, and I hate to pull the plug, but I think I get your deal. Finally, you know better than to wait for you back here. And I hope you know I don't think you're a bad guy, that you're damaged. Took you 2 months, only 2, to raise the bar. You're the saddest, but a good kid. Almost loved you, but I didn't. I could laugh now how we tried to play those parts. I know that you're removed. I can feel it when we talk. You start to let me in, but then you shut it off. And it's half of you that hurts sometimes, the half that I don't get. I swear that I'm not mad at you, but I can't share your bed. I can't imagine when you go home. Does she follow like an echo, like your shadow? You can try, but you can't run from the truth of what you both made, that she blew up on a Tuesday. How does pain taste when it melts into your tongue?
Chances are I'll be here. We could share a life long. day with some help from Johnny Walker Red. Send the poison rain down the drain to put bad thoughts in my head.
Forever, hold me until I find love. Yeah. couple years and we locked eyes across the room. You were with your new girl, oh, and I had brought a guy that I knew back in high school but was so empty inside.
Shannon, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO FM Medford Tufts Free From Radio. Thanks for listening to my show. Have a good night.
Said it felt like a dream. Yeah.